Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 60. And we are pissed.
Hello there, guys! This is Denard!
And this is the oh-so-sick of the allergy season already, ex-Cali Bear.
Oh, allergies. Yep, I'm done with that.
Yeah, because of the nice little rainfall that it's huge. The huge rainfall we had in the Bay Area, vegetation is starting to grow all over the place. Right now, the Bay Area kind of looks like that section in the movie Creepshow that starred Stephen King, where he opened up that meteor and the grass started growing all over the place. That's what it looks like in the Bay Area, and because of that, that means pollen!
That's right.
And I'm allergic to pollen, so I'm tired of Benadryl because it makes me walk around all loopy and like I'm on something else.
That's the same problem I guess we're going to have here in Houston. And, yeah, it hasn't hit me yet, so I hope that keeps going.
Give it time. It'll be there. Give it time.
Yeah. So, how do you like my past recording? How do you like my microphone?
Have you shoved it up your ass yet?
Not really, no.
That is the most phallic-looking microphone I've ever seen, Maynard. So, I guess when Mike's not around, you can practice on that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's gonna be stinky if that's gonna happen.
Well, you could practice giving oral on it too.
Uh huh. I always do that.
I'm giving this microphone good podcast.
Gosh. Well, yeah, I'm enjoying using it, playing around with it, and so
far I'm sure you do.
Yeah,
I'm sure you enjoy sticking that thing up your butt. Okay.
I do.
You made me turn into my drag character there for a second. You made me turn into Shanita Rideholm. How dare you?
Well, let me see. Today is Wednesday. What time is it? It's 8:35 my time here.
About 6:35 my time here in California.
Yeah, Wednesday, April 26th. So, and we have a lot of stuff to do today.
Oh, to talk about. Episode 60 is going to be an interesting one. Everybody grab yourself some popcorn or something.
Yep.
Sit back. We got lots to discuss.
I am so ready.
Let's get the ball rolling, actually, with a new segment that I want to call Excalibur Fucked Up. And there's two things I like to address. One, okay, yes, I know it's the book Depository. Not the book suppository. I didn't realize what I was saying. I am a bit dyslexic, so you have to bear with me. Sometimes I don't even know that I'm screwing up the words. When I was a kid, I would walk around and knock on doors and go, trick or trout. But, I am aware of it being book depository. I got slammed with so many messages from people saying, so it's the suppository, huh? And, yeah, we all know that JFK did not die by having a suppository shoved up his ass or
anything like
that. So you need to stop sending me those emails.
Okay. No more flaming. He's got it. He's got it. Okay.
So
I think I'm going to make a mix out of that.
Oh, dear God.
Books. Oh, thanks. Book suppository.
Oh, the book suppository. Anyway. The next thing that I want to say is to anybody... any of the bears out there in Salt Lake City, I apologize if I offended you on my Salt Lake City rant. I was just having a really bad time in that airport, and yeah. I was literally accosted at one point by Mormons. I was, and it just was not a nice first impression. I mean, I know that, you know, basing everything that goes on in Salt Lake City, there I go. There I go. You caught right there. Yes. Salt Lake Titty. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Anyway, Salt Lake City. God, I hate being dyslexic.
Okay.
basing it on just an airport, I know is bad. So if I offended any of the bears in the Salt Lake City area, I apologize.
So remember, Roy, Don't judge the city by its airport.
Yeah, but I will say this, though, to all of the Bears out there in Salt Lake City, your airport sucks. So.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
You cannot take that away from me. Your airport sucks.
Well, we have yet to check the... just close your eyes when you're in the airport, and then just when you go to the city, so you could check it out. I would like to go to Salt Lake City once. I've never been to Utah.
Well, I will say this about Utah. When you're flying over Utah in the daytime, it's very pretty. Mm-hmm. All those red rock formations and everything, that was beautiful. And, you know, also all the snowy capped mountains that surround Salt Lake City. I said it again, Salt Lake City, ah! When you're Salt Lake City, when you're flying over, it does look beautiful. And then, you know, you see the Great Salt Lake and everything. So,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe some of the Salt Lake City Bears out there can answer me this or not. The Great Salt Lake looks a little dirty. Is it because of the salt or what? So, you know, let me know. Yeah, so
I thought it's pretty.
But at one point I looked down on it and I was like, it looks like it's full of shit. What the hell? So,
oh,
I mean, is it because of pollution, or is it just naturally that way, or if it's because of the salt, please let me know. I'm naive when it comes to Utah. The only thing that I know about Utah, the only thing that I know about Utah was the Winter Olympics was there. It has pretty rock formations, and you guys are responsible for the Osmonds. That's all I know. So.
Okay. Well, let me see. We have very juicy topics.
Oh,
today.
Yeah. Let's start with minor and move our way up. I don't know how many people out there listen to either Yeast Radio or the Daily Source Code with Adam Curry, but last week a little controversy happened within both shows.
So
Madge Weinstein, who is the drag character that's portrayed on Yeast Radio, apparently attacked Adam Curry. So Adam Curry was attacked by Madge. You know, Madge was accusing him of being a racist and being homophobic because of some stuff that he played on his show. Well, Adam Curry fired back in a very angry hour podcast, actually. I've never heard Adam Curry get that angry in my entire life. And he just blasted Madge. Basically, what she got upset about was Adam Curry played a promo on his show, and it was from a rap artist that hosted his own podcast also. And as some of you may or may not know, some of the podcasts that are lucky enough actually get broadcast on Sirius Satellite Radio, and they are the direct competition for XM Satellite. So the rap artist acknowledged that by saying everyone at XM are faggots. And this is what Madge Weinstein got up in a roar about. I mean, did you say you're going to play it, Maynard, or?
I don't have it. I have to look for it.
Okay. Well, everybody, she went off for like 8 or 9 minutes, screaming at Adam Curry, cussing at Adam Curry, calling him a bigot, calling him a homosexual hater, calling him homophobic, all because he played that rap. She blew it completely out of proportion. Completely out of proportion. You know, she's sitting there like, well, if you're going to say faggot, then you should be able to say nigger, and you should be able to say this, and you should be able to say that, you should be able to say spig, and, you know, all these, you know, racial epithets just came flying out of her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it pissed Adam off.
I was listening to that, and, yeah, I was surprised he was saying that, and I heard, she didn't even play it in the show.
Yes, now that's where the big controversy comes, it pissed Adam Curry because Adam Curry's background, he grew up in Amsterdam, and Amsterdam is one of the most tolerant cities in the entire world. You know, they don't care what you do. You know, I mean, this is a place where, you know, the youth of America go to Amsterdam for two things, pot and sex. And, you know, they could care less. They, you know, live how you want to live. They don't care. If you're gay, fine, you're gay. They don't care. Very accepting country. He said that's how he grew up. And so to have Madge say what, you know, she did really highly offended him, and that's putting it lightly. I mean, he really went off on her. Well, after Adam Curry went off on Madge, Madge responded the next day with an apology. And it was actually done out of character. He was out of his drag character, and he issued a personal apology. And then it turns out that he never actually listened to the episode that the rap was played on. He never even bothered to listen to Adam's show. He received an email from a fan, another drag queen, who made a mention about he was playing some sort of rap on his show, and they said the word faggot.
Yeah, that's about it. And yeah, it's sad that he really made a mistake on that one.
He did apologize. Yeah. I would accept his I've accepted his apology a little bit, you know, and I think Adam has as well. But the problem with Madge is that Madge sometimes does take it too far, and this time Madge really took it too far for me personally. The fact that Madge never listened to the episode in question tells me that Madge shoots first and asks questions later. Mm-hmm. What Madge should have done before rambling her mouth off was go download the episode off of Adam Curry's website and listen to it for herself before she did the attack like she did. I've actually been losing interest a little bit in Madge over time because one can only take so much of I'm a big fat lesbian with yeast. Yeah, she reminds us of that like 50 times in an episode, a single episode. You know, and she's way too angry. She's gotten way too angry. She's not funny anymore. It's all anger, 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 anger. I'm an angry lesbian, hear me roar, you know. And it started turning me off, to be honest with you, and it even started turning me off of the other show that she does, Eat This Hot Show. And now with this happening, I hate saying it, but I'm not supporting Madge at all anymore. I've canceled my subscription to both Eat This Hot Show and Yeast Radio. I want nothing to do with Madge anymore, and it's not because of the fact that she attacked Adam Curry, but it's because of Madge admitting that she never even listened to the episode at all, so she really didn't have anything to stand on. She didn't get the evidence first before doing her attack, and that, to me, is unacceptable.
Well, for me, I still am actually subscribed because it's for a learning experience in my part that whatever wrong other people would do, I would learn from it. Mm-hmm. So I'm still subscribed. I still listen because I listen to all if I could. And that's just me. And what he did is wrong. And of course, I could understand why Adam would say the same, would really lash out like that also at the match. I could understand that. And yeah, I it's true. Madge is wrong, but he apologized. But, you know, it's
unprofessional, and the thing
is but that it's under the I think it's over now. So
yeah.
That's what I think. So
yeah, I mean we were originally going to talk about it more, but because you know it's now become water under the bridge apparently for both Madge and Adam. You know,
yep,
we're not
going
to talk about it as much, but we wanted to address it because it is, you know, it was kind of a ridiculous thing, and it made me roll my eyes. And see, the thing with me is that I do use the word faggot, and sometimes, you know, I use it as a term of endearment, and sometimes I do use it as an insult. But the reason why I use it as an insult is because anybody who knows me knows that my style and sense of humor is I'm an equal opportunity offender. I don't care who you are, what sex, what sexuality, or anything. If I will offend, you know, then that's the style that I am. I mean, I'm not going to offend on the level of, like, let's say, Howard Stern or something, but, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes with the way that the style of my humor is, I like to say things that will shock people, you know, like Tim Henson on Distorted View. That's the best way to describe how my sense of humor is, mm-hmm. you know, so I'm going to push the buttons, but at the same time, I'm not going to, you know, I guess the best way to describe it is I'm not going to just sit there and go, you're a faggot, and then that's it, you know. I'm not going to do anything like that. But, you know, Adam Curry brought up some interesting points in his argument about, you know, double standards when it comes to words and how it's okay to use as a term of endearment for, you know, like, for example, the N-word. It's okay to use it as a term of endearment, but when somebody else uses it, it's World War III. You know, he brought up some interesting points there that I do have to agree with him on it. And it's just a matter of the fact that, you know, we live in a country that is hypersensitive about everything. And as far as I'm concerned, that's what we get for living in a country that was founded by Puritans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're still a country of Puritans. Even though we've moved far, we're still a country of Puritans.
Well, at least now, people learn from their mistakes, and I hope that things will be better now, and it looks like everything's doing fine. in the podcasting world. So I'm actually a member of QPodder, and QPodder.org. Maybe you guys are familiar with that. I post our episodes there also, and we have a mix of gay people there, some straight people also posting and listening to the shows also. So this is going to be a one big happy family. It's just that some people just don't understand each other. This is going to be a bump in the road. That's just how I see it.
So. Mm-hmm. And just keep in mind, you know, like I said, I'm an equal opportunity offender when it comes to humor. I mean, if I call somebody a faggot, I don't mean it in offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the best way that I would use that word is like saying, "Oh my God, Richard Simmons is such a faggot," you know, or something like that, you know.
I remember doing that in volleyball. You know, we need more two people. Hey, we need two more faggots here. Okay, so they would come.
and besides, there's multiple meanings for the word faggot. I mean, faggot is slang in England for cigarette. Fag, you know. Hey, hand me a fag, you know. And faggots is also a form of meatballs, actually, in Europe, a gravy-covered meatball. You know, if you go on to recipes, you know, if you type in faggot under Google, you'll find if you type in faggot recipe, you'll find it. So, I mean, it's just a matter of the connotation you put behind the word. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listening to the rap, it was not a slap in the face to gay people at all. It was, you know, just, as a matter of fact, if you listen to the rap, the word goes by so fast you could barely hear it, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
It was played by hoodhype.com, I believe.
Yes, so. Anyway,
I didn't even notice it. When I was listening to it, I have to listen to it many, many times. I don't know what episode it was, so.
You don't even notice it. So, I mean, it's a topic that it was a PC battle that got blown completely out of proportion, and you know we're done. So mm-hmm. Let's move on. You know, mm-hmm. Time to heal. Besides, we got other topics to tackle today. So
that's right.
Okay, it's time to put the boxing gloves back on. It's time for round two.
Ding! Okay.
Ding! Here comes the big city bitch from Vegas with the little cart. Anyway.
We're going to talk about one of the leading bear websites that has issues.
Yeah, we were warned by many, one of them including your partner, that we shouldn't go into this territory. But you know what? We need to. It needs to be addressed. We have some issues with the leading bear chat website out there, and that is Bear411. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure everybody out there is familiar with Bear411.com.
Yep. If you're listening to this, probably you have a bear profile. That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, it started off as a good website, as in, you know, people to connect, people to communicate with and seeing all the bears around your city, around the world, connecting with people around the world, and, you know, if I remember right,
wasn't this an offspring of bear.net?
I believe so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I believe this was an offspring of bear.net, because there was something that was happening at bear.net, and apparently, you know, they wanted to have some chat functions that you weren't able to do there, so that's why Greg invented Bear411 or something like that. That's, I guess, the urban legend version of the legend of Bear411. I don't know, but as far as I remember, it was an offshoot from bear.net.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so that's, okay, that's one of the leading websites, mm-hmm. and somehow, people are having problems with it.
There's a lot of people who are having problems with it, including some friends of mine. There seems to be some, I guess, I don't know what the right word is, maybe some discriminatory issues going on or something. I have no idea. But from my aspect of Bear 411, I myself personally have never had any issues discriminatory-wise or anything when it came to Bear 411 or being kicked off or anything. But I've had friends who have actually tried to submit profiles to Bear 411 and get turned down because they, quote-unquote, didn't match the bear type. Which confuses me because
they are bears? Really?
They are bears, exactly. And, you know, there's been, I mean, I don't know if it was true or not. I'm not going to say his name to protect it, but I will just call him B for short. B said that he actually tried submitting a profile to Bear 411, and he was turned down because of his looks. And I think B is a cute bear, and I'm like going, you're turned down for your looks? Has Greg looked at some of the ugly fuckers that show up on that website sometimes? I mean, there are some people there that, you know, you look at and you're like, holy shit, but I guess beauty's in the eye of the beholder, I don't know. But, you know, it's stuff like that that scratches me, but, you know, it scratches my head. But the two big problems that I have with Bear 411 is not only, you know, he's turned down people because they don't, quote-unquote, fit the bear ideal. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, do you mean the actual bear ideal, or is it because you don't think they're attractive enough as a bear, so you don't want them on your website?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The other issue that I have with Bear 411 is one of the things that he insists is that the picture be one of yourself, and two, clearly shows you. There's a community on LiveJournal called Bad Bear Profiles. And sometimes on Bad Bear Profiles, some of the profiles that they post involves pictures on people's profile where it doesn't show the person at all. Like, for example, I just recently found one where the only picture on the guy's profile is a picture of some rock formation in Arizona. And that's it. He's not in the picture or anything. It's just the rock formation. And that got approved. And there's no description in his profile or anything except for one word, and that word is hike. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, this got approved? There's been a couple of people sometimes who I've seen who have submitted profiles. I remember once seeing one person submit a profile, and his main profile picture was a picture of John Belushi from Animal House.
Oh, God. Probably he doesn't know who John Belushi is.
So, I mean, my two questions to Greg is, one, you know, if you are, why aren't you paying attention to the photos that are being put up there on the main profile for photos? Mm-hmm. And two, why is it that you are not letting some bears get on the site because they, quote, unquote, don't match the bear type?
Or do they? Yeah, that's, well, those are just pretty much two of the questions. Well, I have other issues that I've been hearing about. One is pretty much a rumor, and one is a fact. So,
probably, let's go with the rumor first, and then
okay,
let's
rumor
go
first.
With the fact.
Okay, rumor first. I was told by someone. Okay, I don't like telling rumors. I like telling facts. But you know, tell me if this is true, guys. That Bear 411 wanted to sponsor a bear event to be an exclusive sponsor of an event which has about more than 700 or 800 people and offers only about $500. Don't you think if you want to be exclusive, you might as well pay a little bit more than that?
Yeah, if you want to be the exclusive sponsor for an event, I think, especially if it's that size of a crowd, you need to cough up more than $500.
Yeah. Okay, this just was, I was told. I'm sorry if I don't have that much of facts, but this is what I was told. So what happened was they pulled out the event from Bear 411's list of events. So people having their profile saying I'm attending this and that event, it got dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody could see people's profiles having that event. So it really screwed up that group, I think.
Yeah.
So now that's the rumor, okay?
Yeah, now get on to the fact. This is interesting.
Now for the fact is one side that I know. Okay, I don't want to say because Once Bear411 would hear this, he would drop off the group, I think.
Hey, you know, at this point, I won't be surprised. It's because I'm speaking negatively about Bear411 that Greg dropped my Bear411 profile, and at this point, I don't give a shit, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, be prepared.
Yeah, I know. I'm prepared to one day try to log in to, you know, Bear411 and say that my account doesn't exist, and if that is the case, then that just shows how much of a petty bitch he is.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, now for the fact. Just because he found out the website contains an opposing website,
mm-hmm.
a poster, or a, not a poster, but a banner on another on the site's website, just because they're also a sponsor, Bear411 pulled out that event from their events list also.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the first time I've heard that happening either.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. See, so, the thing is that for some reason, Greg, whenever it comes to, if you're going to do something involving Bear411, he wants it exclusive, it appears to be at least. He wants you to just promote Bear411 exclusively. The minute you start promoting any of the competitors out there, boom, you're instantly dropped. I've known a couple of people who have mentioned about, well, there was actually one person in their profile, I remember this now, there's one person in their profile who actually had as their link a link to another Bear website. I'm not going to say the name right now, but it is another major Bear website. And because he found out that, you know, this certain bigger city was his site, he was instantly dropped.
Mm-hmm.
He was instantly dropped. He lost it. He lost his profile and everything. And that's petty. I'm sorry. That's absolutely petty. You have to acknowledge the fact that you have competition out there. Okay? I mean, I understand that you want to promote your site and that you want your site to be the best and all that. But at the same time, you're not the only one that's out there. And the reason why there's a lot of these websites out there like Bear WWW and Bigger City, and now we have BearDar, and we have Bear Party, which is sponsored by Cyber Bears.
And Bear about, City.
And we got Bear City on its way. The reason why these Bear chat sites exist is because they got sick and tired of Bear411. They got tired of the politics of Bear411, and they also got tired of the way the chat runs on Bear411. So you need, what Greg needs to do is he needs to acknowledge that there is some issues going on with his website, both how the website is presented and also with how he is treating the people that is, you know, signing up for his website. Mm-hmm. And he needs to address it himself instead of having the stupid little things at the beginning of the web page that has, you know, the people saying kudos about his website. Because I don't know if anybody else notices or not, but 5 out of 6 times when you go and you see that, it's the same people over and over and over again. You know, stop, you know, posting these little kudos saying, hey, I'm doing a good job here. Come forward, Craig. Come forward and answer some of these questions that we have presented. You know, we need to know.
Yep, just confirm.
We need to know. Now, I'm not going to stop using Bear411, and the thing is a lot of people are still using Bear411, and there's even some people who complain about what's going on, yet they still pay for the site. I don't pay for Bear411 anymore. I stopped paying for Bear411 because of, you know, everything that's going on. The only reason why that I have stayed on Bear411 is because there are people there who are so addicted to Bear411 that are my friends, but they don't go to WWW or BearDar or anything like that. And yet they sit there and complain. If you don't like what's going on, go to another site. BearWWW is fine. I'm always promoting BearDar on here. I like what Vito is doing over at BearDar, and that's why I'm constantly promoting it. The adult industry film company that I'm involved with, they just started one up as well called BearParty.com. You know, they're great. And we got Bear City getting ready to come out.
Yeah, BearCity.com, BearCity.com. And I met the owner at TBRU, David. Hey, shout out, David. Yeah, so very nice guy, and he's preparing also, and, you know, same reason why they're setting it up, because of Bear 411's fall.
The best way to send a message to Greg about the fact that he needs to fix what he's doing and he needs to get whatever stick he has up his ass out of it is to leave the site and go sign up for an alternative.
Okay, I should remind you guys, okay, since Bear 411 is big,
I will still continue to feature guys from Bear 411 because we like the guys over there, okay? Just not the owner and how he does it, okay? In analogy, even if you don't like the town you're going to go to, you don't necessarily hate the people in it, right?
Exactly. I mean, okay. Like I said, I have a lot of friends. That's one of you know, the ways I'm able to actually talk to the BTalk boys, because they have Bear 411 profiles as well. You know, so Bear 411 has become a way for me to stay in contact with some people, just like LiveJournal is. But at the same though I may be, I hope this is making sense, I may be there chatting with the people, I don't go there as much as I like to, as I liked to in the past anymore, because I have personal issues with the owner. I don't have issues with the people on Bear 411. I have issues with the owner of the site.
So, maybe it's time for some alternative, guys.
Yeah, go out there and check out the alternatives. They're good. They're just as good. Go out there and support the alternatives. And Greg, please come forward and answer some questions. Okay, for this one, I'm going to pretty much let Maynard take the floor, because this is actually, I'm still in shock about this, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And this affects Maynard personally, so take it away, Maynard.
All right. I just experienced a discrimination from a very famous satellite radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio. It's actually Bear Talk Radio. I think that's their segment there. I think they're on Wednesday nights. Okay, first of all, not to be confused with B Talk from Minneapolis.
Yeah, we're not talking about B Talk. We're talking about Bear Talk because, on Sirius Satellite.
Yeah, because we really love the guys on B Talk in Minneapolis. Hi, guys. Okay, so we're talking about Bear Talk on Sirius Satellite Radio out Q106. Okay.
This is the service you have to pay for.
Yeah. So Bear Talk is about, you know, they interview people, they would talk about different interests, and they would interview people from different states, or even on the phone or whatever. They would have different club representatives, you know, talk in the show. You know, it's like a Bear's Life magazine on satellite radio. Okay, so I applaud what they do. They do that. So, what happened was, they invited Houston Era Bears to promote Bear Watch, and I'm part of Bear Watch. So our committee decided that I myself would talk in the show for them. So I would represent our group.
Which makes sense, since you host the Bear Podcast.
No, oh, not really. The guys didn't know that. Well, they knew that. They know that. It's just that I'm there to promote Bear Watch, but primarily Bear Watch. But I wasn't planning to say anything about Bear Podcast.
So basically, you're the Houston area's Bears Spartan spirit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So the guy, his name is Steve Small. He's the producer. Contacted me, and we talked for a while. And then he said, "You have an accent. We refrain from interviewing people having accents in the show because it is hard to understand. And we interview people from different places, and it's hard to understand people having accents. You can understand, and we just sometimes the reception is bad, so we would rather have them in a landline, and it's hard to understand them if they have accents." So I asked them, "Okay. So you want someone with a southern accent, perhaps, since this is Texas?" He said, "Yeah, that would be good." So
tacky.
Mm-hmm. And then he asked, "Are you from the border?"
Oh God. Okay.
I was shocked.
Yeah, that. I mean, it's shocking enough that, you know, he said, oh, we have problems talking with people with accents. You know, that's a kick in the balls already, you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, that's basically like, you know, they're sitting there saying, we hate foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really bad. So, yeah, when he asked, are you from the border? I was shocked, so I said,
that is outrageous.
I'm Asian. I'm Filipino. That's what I told him. Mm-hmm. And then he was, okay. It's just that, okay, this is what he said. This I'm describing this verbatim, okay, what he told me. I'm stating facts here, what he said, what he told me, okay? Even the owner of MuscleBears.com, I think I know his name, his Truxton, I met him before in New Orleans. He's Chinese, and it's probably has an accent also.
Mm-hmm.
So the producer asked someone else to talk for him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. I couldn't believe what I'm hearing, and you know, he's, you know, it's just sad that I would hear something like this from them, and I just couldn't respond back some witty remark, like, I don't know, something to insult him back. I don't know, but I find
that's why you have a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So well, I kind of told them about that too. Actually, oh, I remember back in episode 56. When I featured John McMullen on Wolf What a Bear, I applauded his statement for you know, recognizing gay binational couples who, you know, those people who couldn't get in the country because they can't get married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's ironic that they don't want someone with an accent like me to represent my club.
Mm-hmm. I got one word to describe after hearing this, and then after hearing that this is not the first time that they've done this. I've got one word to describe the producer of Bear Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Bigot.
Probably is.
Bigot.
It's really sad. I've never been offended in my life. You know, I've never.
Well, I remember when you called me the other day to tell me about this. I've never heard you that angry at all.
Oh,
for as long as I've known you, I could not believe how angry you were. And you had every right to be that angry. I mean, that was a 1-2 punch. I mean, to first insult you by saying, you know, we can't talk with people to people with accents, and then to turn around and ask you something blatantly racist like, are you from the border?
I'm from the border.
I cannot get over that. I cannot believe he actually had the guts and the balls and the audacity to ask that of you.
Yeah. I've never been offended like this. I've never, you know, being Filipino and having an accent, I've never been dissed about that. And never. Not even my friends, not even people who I first met, no. But to hear it from a radio producer.
And you know, we were talking earlier about professionalism when it came to, you know, Madge and Adam, but and about, you know, how unprofessional she was in her rant, and, you know, that not doing her research before she did her rant, but making the racist comments like the producer did to you, that is purely unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pure form of racism. It's a pure form of bigotry, and it's not tolerable at all. It's not tolerable at all, and
No.
I just cannot believe that he did that to you. And apparently, you're not the first one that he's done that to.
Yeah.
I've never heard Bear Talk Radio because I don't have Sirius Satellite.
Mm-hmm.
The day that I do subscribe to Sirius Satellite, I'm never listening to Bear Talk. Never. Out of protest.
Actually, for my club, I'm planning to hear what is it that they have to say on the show, and I'm trying to get that week pass thingy so I could I could listen to it tonight just to support my club. But my God, I
want to
hear who these guys are, or what these guys sound like, or how they really represent. You know,
if it would have been me, I wouldn't even bother with them. I would give them the proverbial middle finger and tell them to go fuck themselves. You know, they're never getting my support at all. I cannot believe how racist they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually honestly encourage other listeners who possibly are subscribed to Sirius Satellite to, if you are a fan of our show and if you are outraged by what happened,
yeah,
send them some letters.
Send them some letters. Email them. BearTalkRadio@AOL.com. I think that's his email address. And yeah, you
he
know.
Owes you a serious apology, and that's an understatement. Mm-hmm. That is an absolute understatement.
You know what? You know what? I would tolerate this if probably if I'm in a bar or in a restaurant. But if this
if,
is coming
yeah,
from
if he
a
was drunk.
Oh yeah, if it's but if it's coming from a satellite radio, even inviting us to you know represent our club, and when I come forward, you cannot be in the show because you have an accent.
It's basically on the same level of having, let's say, you know, your married family. Let's go with the guest who's coming to dinner scenario. This is on the same level of having a family get excited because their son or daughter's fiance is coming over and it turns out to be a different race and they react violently to that. Mm-hmm. It's the same exact impact. You're mm-hmm. sitting there going, oh yeah, we're going to approach your cup. Oh, you're a foreigner. Well, can we talk to someone else? No. That's not cool at all.
You know, it really felt bad that, you know, I wanted to represent my club. And these are the people who I care about, you know, and I've been working, you know, for the Bear community here in Houston for, you know, a lot of years already, well, not too long. And I volunteered my time, I've helped out the websites, I did a lot of work for them on my free time. You know, I'm so passionate about the Bear community that, you know, I started this podcast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my partner is a bear, I have many bear friends, they don't have any problem with my accent. Okay, and now that I have a chance to represent my club at Bear Talk, they reject me because I'm Filipino or I have an accent.
Oh, all I have to say is variety is the spice of life. Mm-hmm. And again, to the listeners out there, if what you just heard offended you, if you're a fan of this show and you cannot believe what you just heard, complain to the right sources. Contact Bear Talk Radio at, you think it was BearTalkRadio@AOL.com?
Yeah, I think so. Or probably I'll put the link on the website so you can click on it and email them on what you think. Okay.
Exactly. Send them your comments.
Send them your comments. Or you can also send me an email, BearChaser@BearPodcast.com, and tell me what you guys think. You can visit the website, post comments, or leave me your voice messages. Okay. All right.
So where what phone number can they leave the voicemail message on?
206-222-BEAR.
Don't just sit there. If you are offended, please be vocal. They need to know that they are in the wrong.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right, how about some happy stuff?
Yeah, anger is now over. It's time for some happy.
All right, now for who's going to be our feature for today?
Let's see here. This was actually somebody that I found while scrounging around on bearwww.com. It's been a while since I've been to that website, so I decided to revisit it to see if my account was still up and everything. And I found, I guess in long-term phrase, it would be California Frat Guy, but it's spelled CAFRATGUY.
Oh, bear. It's Cafrat Bear.
Oh, Cafrat Bear. Got it. My bad.
Yep. Cafrat Bear. It's, California Frat Bear. It's pretty mm-hmm. cute. Okay. Okay, let's go to his website here. Bear, www.cafratbear. His name is Jeff. Ooh. Okay, he says, I'm a versatile cub in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And hit me off if interested in meeting. Ooh, he's available. He's 27, 240 pounds, 6 feet, brown eyes, brown hair, Irish-Italian in Glendale. Looking for some fun. Hit me up if interested. Let me see his pictures here. Very nice pool pictures and bed pictures here, yeah. So how did you get to, talk to the guy? Oops, somebody's calling.
Just for a little bit, yeah. I saw him, and then you know that's when I recommended to you that we should you know profile what a bear, and we were actually we talked a few months back, and we were supposed to meet at IBR, but I was so busy at IBR that our paths never crossed at all. So
oh, he was at IBR.
What's that?
He was at IBR.
Was at IBR. Yes.
Dang.
But that normally happens. You know, you say, yeah, we'll meet up at IBR, and you'll be lucky if you can even see them and go, hi, how you doing, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so, I mean, he's cute. He's absolutely adorable. And I've never had the good fortune of seeing him in person yet, so, but, I guess in a way this is my way of making up for the fact that we weren't able to see each other at IBR, to feature him as a wolf-footed bear, but as, you know, those who are into cubs or whatever can see, you know, online, only Wolfie, so.
Mm-hmm. People have been calling me, I think it's about the issue. Sorry guys if you guys have been hearing these beeps, because people are trying to contact me, and yeah, I'm ignoring them for a while. Sorry guys for the beeps. Okay, you were saying. I got distracted there because these are people who are going to be contacted by Bear Talk Radio later, so they're going to record tonight. Anyway, back to California.
Don't you love recording live?
Yeah, I know. This is so loud.
Anyway, you can check out his profile on Bear WWW. He is CAFARTBEAR. He is single. He is available to all those bears listening down in the Los Angeles area. As you mentioned, he said Glendale. I know that all my experiences in the past with Glendale were not very good because it's a boring town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where Disney's at. You know, the Disney Studios is down in Glendale, but still, I think the comedian Taylor Negron said it best once when he said Glendale, California, growing up was one of those places where all you do is sit around all day eating Twinkies going, fuck. So, but yeah, check out his profile. He's a cutie. He's an absolute cutie.
www.com/CafrotBear.
Bear events! It's time to talk about some bear events!
Yes, it's bear events, guys. Okay.
Sorry, I got possessed by Paul Lynn there for a second. I'm sorry. I'm the secret square!
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
All right. I got an email from Jake. Hello, Jake. He's from Salt Lake City.
Oh, God. Oh. I apologized already, okay?
All right. Okay. He says... Okay, boys. I sure hope that I'm not the only Salt Lake City listener who called to defend this fine city.
Oh,
okay, well, so it is not the most fun place on the earth, but it's not bad either. So you shall come. You all should come up in the summer. Yeah. So probably we should. Okay, he wants to advertise something. Okay.
Okay.
He wants to tell us about Utah Bears and their second annual ruckus. It's their summer bear run and camp out. It is Saturday, July 1st to Monday, July 3rd, 2006 in McCammon, Idaho. And you might be asking, why Idaho? Why do the Utah Bears have their bear run in Idaho? Well, because we like it. They just like it there. I don't know why. Maybe it is good in Idaho. So among any other reasons that...
They got lots of potatoes there.
Yeah. But they will find only if you come. He said that Elijah Wood would be coming there to entertain them. Elijah Wood or Elijah Black? I'm not sure.
Is it really I was going to say Elijah Wood? What the hell? What?
Probably it's Elijah Black, maybe.
It's got to be Elijah Black because I'm like sitting there going, okay, what can Elijah Wood do for a half hour? Yeah. I played Frodo. Why are all you staring at me like I'm food? Yeah.
Okay, please confirm, Jake. Okay?
No, I did not have sex with Sean Astin.
Oh, my God, Sean Astin. Oh, my God. Okay, all right, okay, that's another story. Anyway, McCammon is just a short drive north of Salt Lake City and just a shorter drive south of Pocatello, Idaho. Come camp out under the stars with bears and cubs from all over the Intermountain West. Check out utahbears.com and follow the Ruckus link. Yeah, thanks, Jake, for the info.
Daddy Todd Daddy Todd mentioned to me, actually, after attacking me about my attack on Utah, he mentioned to me about this. I honestly would go and take him up on his offer of coming if it wasn't for the fact that that's the weekend I'm moving to Dallas. So,
uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's right, July 3rd, okay.
Yeah, so it would be kind of hard for me to go, unfortunately. But next year, I'll go. But at the same time, I'm sitting here, and I'm resisting the urge to make a joke about a bear event in a place called Idaho.
You're bad. You're so bad.
But I will refrain myself.
Refrain yourself, and please. Okay.
I will refrain myself and move on because I've been naughty enough.
Yeah, okay. Well, for now. This voicemail is for you.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, Maynard. It's Jake from Salt Lake City. Funny story. I was listening to your show and typing you an email to tell you all about Ruckus, our bear run this summer. And I hit send, and you called Todd. So he told you all about it. So you now know all about Ruckus. So you don't have to read my email unless you want to, of course. Anyway, keep up the good work, and I'm glad to hear that Roy cleared up that issue with the suppositories. Talk to you later. Have a good day. Bye.
You and your suppositories.
I'm not going to be able to show my face in Utah for a while, I think. I just need to go into hiding, and I need to find someplace else to piss off. Okay, yeah, there are worse places than Utah. Abu Dhabi, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on.
I feel sorry for the bears who live in the Middle East. Okay, let's go with that.
Okay, let's move on. Bear Watch, yes. 7. I will really promote the hell out of this event because that's my...
Gee, favorite. I wonder why.
As we're recording right now, I'm sure... guys at Sirius Satellite Radio are preparing for the interview of my club. Anyway, Bear Watch 7 is going to be on May 19th to May 21st on it's a Friday to Sunday, of course. It's going to be in Galveston, and the theme of the event is Bear Amazing Race. So you could imagine just what kind of activities we're going to do there. It's like,
so basically, you're basing it off of the TV show The Amazing Race?
Yeah, last year they did Bear Factor.
Ugh.
We did Bear Factor.
Last year, since it was themed off of Fear Factor, who ate the animal cock?
No, there's no animal cock. Just.
Oh, come on. It's a bear event. You're not going to make them eat some animal cock or anything?
No, they didn't. They had raw oatmeal.
Oh, big deal. Big deal. Oh, Fear Factor, raw oatmeal. I'm scared. No. Blow me.
I'm scared. Yeah, just raw.
You know that there are some sick furry fuckers out there who will eat a yak cock. So, you know, bring it on.
But that was last year, and, you know, people enjoyed a lot. We had about 5 contestants or 6 contestants. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so they're going to do pretty much a similar thing today. We're going to, in this event, they're going to do a Bear Amazing Race.
That should exhaust some of the bears and possibly make them lose about 20 pounds, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
if they keep it like the show, so.
All right, so how about you? Do you have any events in your mind?
SF Movie Bears. You know, I like promoting these guys, and to be quite honest with you, when I do move to Texas, I am going to miss these guys. I really am, but... We have a major movie event coming up. We're going to go to opening night of Poseidon, which, of course, is the remake of the 1970s classic, The Poseidon Adventure. There's a lot of gay kishness to the movie because of not only it just being some serious overacting, especially in Shelley Winter's part, Money! It also has the incredibly bad song, The Morning After, which went on to get nominated for an Oscar, which I can't understand why, because it's just a horrible song. The Simpsons actually just recently made fun of the Poseidon Adventure and did it brilliantly. But we're going to go opening night for Poseidon. Normally, I am not too thrilled about remakes, but this looks incredible. It's directed by Wolfgang Peterson, who knows a few things when it comes to making a movie about shipwrecks and claustrophobia. He directed Das Boot and The Perfect Storm. So with him behind the helm for Poseidon, it should be good. What we're doing, though, is we have set up something special. From what I understand, it's now closed. They're not allowing any other people to go do this. But 2 nights prior to the opening of Poseidon, the SF Movie Bears are getting together to watch the original Poseidon Adventure. So we're going to get together, we're going to watch this film, and then on the 12th we're going to go watch Poseidon. We'll have the link up on the website for you in case you are possibly visiting the San Francisco area during that time. Or if you are a San Francisco bear who is not aware of the SF Movie Bears and you do want to attend the Poseidon Adventure, you have up until, I think it's the end of this week, to put in your reservation. No, it's not for free, but it's going to be majorly discounted. The tickets are only going to be $8.
That's discounted? That's expensive.
Well, in San Francisco, it is for a nighttime show. $8 is actually the price of a matinee now in San Francisco.
It's not cheap.
Not cheap. It's like $11 to go see a show at night now.
In Texas, it costs about $8.50.
Oh, I know. When I was there, I was praising the movie ticket prices, and Chris was looking at me like going, that's cheap? I said, come to the Bay Area, and you'll say, wow, that's cheap.
Yeah. Can't imagine there's gas stations there, too.
Oh, God, don't get me started with gas prices. Do not get me started with that.
I know.
$3.30 a gallon, cheapest price out here right now in the Bay Area. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, yesterday I filled up about $31 worth on my car. That's the most I've ever had.
There's people here in the Bay Area right now who are paying about $50, $60. They even showed on the news one person was paying about $90 to fill up their car. That's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous. Yeah, there needs to be some investigations going on as to what's going on. I mean, on one hand, I applaud Bush for announcing that he wants to have an investigation, but at the same time, his motives, I think, are not kosher. So he just wants approval rating. So, but anyway, we got off subject. Poseidon.
Okay.
So we'll have the link up on the website, so in case you're coming into the area and if you want to go see Poseidon with us, we're a fun group. The SF Movie Bears, you know, Dave Hayes is the guy who founded the SF Movie Bears, and he has created a very, very fun environment. And the thing is that there are free events that happen that, you know, he teamed up with Castro Bear, and there are free movie events that do happen. But the only way that you can get involved with those free bear movie events is you have to sign up for SF Movie Bears. So anybody can attend the screenings. Like, if you don't sign up to reserve your spot, but at the last minute you decide you want to come anyway, you're more than invited to come and sit with us and enjoy the movie, of course. You have to run the risk of the possibility of the movie being sold out at the box office. But when it comes to the special free screenings, like a few months back we went to go see the Final Destination trilogy. That was a free screening, but you have to be a member of the SF Movie Bears in order to attend something like this. Some of the events that are getting ready to come up, we are going to be attending opening night screenings for X3, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I want to see that.
I definitely want to see that. I think Dave announced that we will go to, I don't know if this is right or wrong. He can correct me on this if he wants. I think he mentioned Superman Returns also. And I unfortunately will not be in the Bay Area for the opening night premiere of this movie. And it's a shame because this is a movie that we cannot stop talking about in the SF Bear community. And that is Snakes on a Plane with Samuel L. Jackson.
Speaking of snakes, I saw a snake yesterday.
Oh, I saw the photo, and it was like chilling, and then you took a picture, and it gave you attitude, and...
Yeah, it was looking at me. I was walking on the walkway from one building to another, and then there's the snake that took a picture of it.
And then that snake gave you a look like, bitch, you got my bad side.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I got some emails, some messages from that about that.
But I'm dying to see Snakes on a Plane. Ever since I heard about this movie, I've been wanting to see it. It's so ridiculous. Samuel L. Jackson versus a bunch of snakes on the plane. First of all, you know he's going to say, we need to get these motherfucking snakes on the plane, you know, because it's Samuel L. Jackson. Mm-hmm. But the main reason why I want to go see this movie is because the one question I've had in my head ever since I've heard the premises of this film is, how the fuck do the snakes get on the plane?
That's right.
How do they get on the plane?
They have to fill up a lot of bags or a lot of luggage there, I guess.
How did it go through security check? If it went past security check, whatever airport this movie is set at, I'm never going to that airport because that just shows just how bad the security at that airport is. Okay, I know it's a work of fiction. You don't need to send in the letters or anything. So.
All right.
But yeah, the premise is so incredibly cheesy that this is just one of those movies. I have not wanted to see a movie based on the title by itself since Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just the title, Snakes on a Plane, you know, it's so cheesy. I have to see this movie to believe it.
All right, so do you have any more shout-outs?
I have a couple more shout-outs. You know, we shouted out to them earlier, but we'll shout-out again to the boys at B-Talk. Keep up the good work over there. I want you guys to get Shannon drunk more often.
Oh.
Shannon is comedy gold when he's drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so much fun actually hearing him, you know, be all loopy. So maybe if he's sitting there and he's, you know, drinking a beverage or something, maybe while he's not looking, you could slip something in there just to make, you know, get him a little lucid or something. So,
mm-hmm.
But you guys do a great job. I love your show and keep up the good work.
Yeah, me too. I always listen to you guys. All right, so let me see here. I would like to do some shout-outs from people who posted on my live journal. I go by BR Chase on live journal. And, yeah, I posted something about this, my problem with Sirius Radio. So that and, well, I wanted to thank Aris Bronwyn, Fenris, JDTOKC, Windbear, Texas Penguin, Physics Cub, P-Lags, oh, yeah, Shannon. Hi, Shannon. And Jay Custers and Bear in Atlanta. Oh, one more. 586BC is Jerry. Here's in Houston. Yeah, I thank all of you guys for posting and giving your quick reactions on on what happened. So
now turn around and go react to Sirius Satellite. All you guys, go now. You know, go out there and get your voices heard with Sirius Satellite. Complain to them.
Anyway, okay. So all right, we better wrap the show because I'll be. I have to call some people from my group.
Yay. Real quick before we wrap out, again, I want to give a shout-out to Bear Wash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure people are probably thinking I'm getting paid by Bear Wash to promote them on the show because I mention them all the time. I'm not. I'm giving Bear Wash free publicity because it's a product that I honestly believe in because I use it myself, and it does work.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to bearwash.com. There are locations now in the United States, not too many, though, but there are locations where you can actually go into stores and get them. They have the links on their website. there's also a promotional video that you can watch on their website that will show you how the product works and everything. Yes, I know that it looks like a porno, but it's not a porno. But if watching a guy getting his hair washed turns you on, then, hey, you know, whatever butters your bread.
Mm-hmm.
But... you can also order Bear Wash through the website. Get some. You won't be disappointed. It works really well. Bearwash.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to quickly, again, say that if you have not checked out the Entertainment Beat with Francis Gumm yet, you need to check this show out. This is a tribute to Judy Garland. And you would sit there and say, that might sound boring, but the guy is doing Judy Garland as Judy Garland in the later stages of life when she was drunk and crazy off her ass.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard it's very funny.
It's very funny. The whole concept is, what if Judy Garland faked her death and came back and hosted a podcast? This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard on the podcasting nation. So I definitely recommend going to check it out. Again, also shout out to John and Drew. Love you guys. Tim Henson at Distorted View. You know, you rock. Absolutely love your show. If you have not checked these shows out, go check them out, distortedview.com, donandrew.podshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, Chris, I love you.
Aww. Chris. Aww.
Now we're making every bear in the world puke, I know.
I'm going to make a loop on that one.
Oh, God. No, okay, we don't want to induce vomiting, okay?
Okay. All right, so let's wrap this. You can
they can email me at xcalibear@gmail.com. You can also find me online at beardar.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm known as xcalibear there. You can find me at bearwww. I'm known as edg5574, which ironically is also my same profile name over at bear411.
Okay.
You can also find me on Bear Party. as my professional name in the Cyber Bear world, Evil Dean.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I didn't know you have one there already. Evil D. Okay. Better check it out. Evil D on, what is it? On Bear Party. Okay.
BearParty.com, yes.
All right. So, yeah, how about me? You can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. And this is the website, bearpodcast.com, of course. And leave your voice comments to 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Okay, so if you ever leave a voice message, like people who we talked about today, probably they can leave a voice message. And we'll have them the show. I hope they do call and confirm whatever or whatever they want to say, any reactions. Or if you guys, if you guys are listening there, if you have any comments on what we brought up today, please do. We'd like to hear from you.
And also, when we come back, we promise that we will take our MyDoll and we won't be PMSy and it won't be as angry of a show. It's just that there's been a lot going on in the past week. And, you know, we just had some issues that we needed to finally clear up.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay. Thank you guys for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Talk to you later.